M-47 swerve in its path, take a course impossible to explain by natural physical laws, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Any mass 10 times its size and density should have been pulverized by that atomic barrage, but it wasn't.
Say that as well, extraordinarily.
Set of intercorrelated coordinates. What fun is that?
Absolutely. Man or Astro Man, and that's Planet Collision. It's a track from their new LP, Experiment Zero. Before that, from Isha, actually, just outside London, rather a middle-class area, as far as I know. It was Cause of Spite and Latex on cover, rather hideous dark orange vinyl. This is Michael Hurley.
If you was in a monkey suit and me in Alabama, selling grapefruits grown in Miami. Well, darling, I still could not forget you then. If you was on the mountaintop and me down in a coal mine, I'd think of you, and then my light would shine. 'Cause darling, I still could not forget you then. Let me tell you, something wrong with me. I really sleep, I know you think I wake and you never know what I go through. I strayed with you when I close my eyes and go to sleep. I really see, oh believe me, it's so easy. If you was in a monkey suit and me in the suit of an owl, I wouldn't give a hoot, I'd only howl. 'Cause darling, I still could not forget you then. If you was in a trap of doom and me in a feather bed, you don't know what I said. 'Cause darling, I still could not forget you then. Let me tell you, something wrong with me. I really sleeping. I know you think I waking. Oh, you never know what I go through. I straight with you when I close my eyes and go to sleep. I really see. Oh, believe me, it's so easy.
Well, that record was playing. Dennis and I sorted out the studio, really, repaired it, made it workable again. It's, some people have no idea the multi-skilling that's required for this job. You think I just sit here and play records and say what they are? It's nothing like that at all. That was Michael Hurley, a track from the LP Water Tower. I still could not forget you then. And this is Tony Revel.
I know it's someone we love to pay for the innocent blood that they shed every day. And on a me, says so, just says so. So talk to you about that.
I said a human blood and road, human blood and road, human blood, human blood, human blood and road. But I'm the human blood and road, human blood and road, human blood, human blood, human blood and road. But I said someone will have to pay for the blood that they shed every day. That is what my mind will say. No matter how you run, you can never get away against someone. Shed every day. That is what my Bible say. No matter how you run, you can never get away, God. Oh, mama cry. Oh, papa cry. Another family member just died. Oh, brother cry. Doctor try. Oh, me, oh, me, oh, me, oh, my. Unqualified judge and jury sentencing people to death penalty without try the case. Accused guilty, cannot see how them corrupted and filthy. I hear a man a voice, and I may pull the trigger, but in my whisper to him, friends, let me give the yard that there is no justification for that behavior. Sooner or later, you have to face the fire of a God.
Human blood and road, human blood and road, human blood, human blood, human blood and road. Never time the human blood and road, human blood and road. Human blood, human blood, I run. I says,
someone will have to pay for the blood that they shed every day. That is what my mind will say. Now I tell you, right, you can never get to me. I says, someone will have to pay for the blood that they shed every day. That is what my mind will say. Now I tell you, right, you can never get to me. Prophecy and fulfill, so mankind is in a mood to be selfish, cruel, barbaric and crude. Take a life from boy, say I'm eating for retaliation. Start things now, get some mood. To live on earth is every human right. To see the sun by day, moon by night. It is good to be here even if you don't have a bite. Oh, you want to live, I want to take some of the life.
Human blood and road. Human blood, human blood, human blood, our own. Human blood, our own. Human blood, our own. Blood, human blood, our own.
But I say, someone will have to pay that they shed every day.
Very sensitive equipment here in these BFBS studios, which, of course, is entirely necessary, but this did play all right at home. Mind you, I usually have, like, a half crown on the end of the stylus just to make sure that everything does work out all right. Pity, because it's a great record. What's half a crown, Daddy? Mummy? These are the Hornets. That was Tony Revel. Friends, actually not quite, from Seattle, Washington. That was, that's where their record label is based, the Hornets, and the title of that is Barrymore, obviously named after Drew Barrymore. The reason I'm hesitating is because I've been trying to find the sleeve, because I bought this in Liverpool, a Probe Records, and it's one of those shops which I always like, because it indicates that they really care about what they're doing, you know. It's not just a kind of, just not just sales. I mean, there's a sticker on there that says, "Great dumb inept surf punk band, this is Daft and we love it." The ode to Drew Barrymore rules. So there you go. And in fact, I've been in Manchester again for the past week, and Piccadilly Records there does the same thing, and I love them for it. This is Guided by Voices. Very definitely one of those LPs that grows on you. I mean, I know that's a corny thing to say, but it is true. That's Guided by Voices. No Sky is the title of the track that I played you. It's on Matador Records, and the LP is called Under the Bushes, Under the Stars. This is Dumb.
drives me on. I am strapped to the back of a speeding half track. Gotta jump off for the sake of my son and do one. I am forced to look so I can say I have done. Nothing more could lead me on the way that this is done.
Single from Dumb from Up Records, which claims to have offices in Paris, New York and Accrington, and there's a track by Cavlin Party on the other side of that. That was called Do One, and this is Transwave. It's from a compilation LP of stuff, of, in theory, you know, that kind of goer stuff, which I rather like, I must say. This is Transwave. It does start fairly slowly, but it's joining us now, I think. This is called Anahata, Goddess of Intermittent Light Showers.
I'm
This stuff, I must say, that's Transwave. Anahata is the title of the track from the LP Return to the Source, double CD in fact, The Chakra Journey, two CDs, 72 page book, although I don't seem to have the 72 page book, but that's life, eh? Life! Ha ha ha! Actually, speaking of life, I was only last night staying in one of those hotels where they make the assumption that anybody who stays in a hotel wants to read the Daily Telegraph, in that there's a complimentary copy of the newspaper outside every single hotel in every room, and you come out, there's a great line of them all the way down the corridor. And the only reason I'd gone there, really, is because I needed to get into a hotel pretty quickly after my domestic programmes, because there was a showing of the film 6-5 Special. And I thought, right, I'll get into my room, I'll be in there by about 10 past, 4:15, and it started at 20 past. And I thought, I'll lie there in bed and watch 6-5 Special. Television didn't work, of course, it goes without saying. Is that absolutely typical? And you complain, yes, we'll get somebody to look at it in the morning. He said, well, it's not going to be any use to me in the morning, is it? It's now, I want to watch it, I'm going to be leaving in the morning. But they don't fix it, amazing. This is The Sweeney. Oblodumph. No, disappointing. But had a great pop single, and it comes from Rotator Records from Aylesbury Bucks, and I don't suppose it's getting any play on the radio at all, apart from on the programmes that I do, but I like that a lot. The Sweeney, and that's called Why. And from Glasgow, Scotland, this is Bios. Bios? I don't know how you say it, really. So you're going to end it that way this time, are you? That's entirely your business, and I'm in some sympathy with you. That's Bios, or Bios, or Bios, possibly. I mean, I don't know. It could even be misprint, because it's handwritten. It could be Bros, but I don't think so. B-I-O-S, and live, and it's from a double 7-inch pack. Unusual for a record of that type, I'd have thought. But a jolly variation on a theme. This is... what am I talking about? Don't worry about it. I'll just press on, I think. I'll get me coat. This is Folk Implosion from the soundtrack of the film Kids. Another one that fades in. I do wish I didn't do this. That's Lou Barlow, who does at times sound like Donovan. I mean, only very old listeners indeed will recognise that, or even indeed care, but on tracks from time to time he does. Folk Implosion from the soundtrack of the film Kids, and that's Nothing's Gonna Stop. And Dennis, being a kind-hearted man and understanding my disappointment at having missed 6-5 Special on television last night, went out and got me a track from the soundtrack of it. And back in, you know, when I was just a little lad, my goodness me, in fact, almost before that, I used to adore Lonnie Donegan and knew all of the words of all of his songs, and I've just put this track on, which is one of his hits, When the World Holds... I've forgotten it, because the world holds seven wonders, as the travellers always tell us how it starts. You wait and see. But it doesn't.
Now the world holds seven wonders that the travellers always tell. Some gardens and some towers, I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's fair land. It's the big Columbia River and the big Grand Coulee Dam. She heads up the Canadian Rockies where the rippling waters glide. Comes roaring down the canyon or to meet that salty tide of the big Pacific Ocean where the sun sinks in the west. In the big Grand Coulee country, in the land I love the best. In the misty crystal glitter of the wild and windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters and made a watery grave. Why, she tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the Coulee Dam would cross that wild and wasted stream. Now Uncle Sam took up the challenge in the year of 33. For the farmer and the factory and all of you and me, he said, roll along Columbia, you can roll down to the sea. But river, while you're rambling, you can do some work for me. In the misty crystal glitter of the wild and windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters and made a watery grave. Why, she tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the Coulee Dam cross that wild and wasted stream. Now from Washington and Oregon, you can hear the factories hum, making chrome and making manganese and white aluminum. Now roars the flying fortress for the fight for Uncle Sam, along the Holland Key, Columbia, by the big Grand Coulee Dam. In the misty crystal glitter of the wild and windward spray, men fought the pounding waters and made a watery grave. Why, she tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the Coulee Dam would cross that wild and wasted stream. Now the world holds seven wonders that the travelers always tell, some gardens and some towers, while I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's fair land. It's the big Columbia River and the big Grand Coulee Dam.
Oh, I used to adore him, I really did. Lonnie Donegan and the Grand Coulee Dam from, well, a very long time ago, and the soundtrack of the film 6-5 Special. And I phoned home last night and said, you know, would you video? But they won't have done. No, they won't. They never do. If they do, they always miss off the first 7 minutes. And it's most irritating. You sit down and you're halfway through the first scene, you know. Either that or you find that there's an excerpt of Home and Away or something comes up halfway through it and the whole thing's ruined for you. I don't think they've ever actually managed to video for me an entire film in all of the time that I've had children, which has been obviously 20 years. Or so. Now, I mean, obviously, when they were babies, they could hardly do it. We didn't have a video recorder anyway. Sorry, I'm rambling again a bit here. Mexican Pez. sometimes a band's name really fails to kind of, you know, radiate confidence, doesn't it? A Mexican Pet, I'm afraid, is one of those names. Just doesn't inspire much. But that was a really nice track, and it comes from a mini EP, I guess. I don't know, six tracks anyway, on Blunt Records from Dublin. The EP is called, or LP, whatever it is they perceive it as being. It's called Nobody's Working Title, and that was How to Have More Fun. My goodness me, we could all do with that, couldn't we? Babylonians. We'll be right back.
Rogers Radio. BFBS.
This is John Scragg with the BBC News. That's the news from BFBS, London.
Lucille, that's, who was that? The Great Mongoose. Silly laughter at the end of it. Madness is the title of the track, and that's on 1+2 records of Shinjuku in Tokyo, Japan. And one of the main reasons for playing that is the fact that the drummer is called Suku Suku No Stoppin'. Actually, it's Stoppin', because there's only one P in there. So it's Suku Suku No Stoppin', open bracket, black belt, exclamation mark, close bracket, colon. I don't know if the colon's part of his name, but Suku Suku No Stoppin', black belt, is always welcome on any programme that I do. And this programme is John Peel's Music on BFBS. And this is the Agogo Tonic Band from Kenya.
Matero si se yo fuere.
Thank you.
does end very suddenly, that. That's called, well, it's not called anything as far as it is called something, but I don't know what it is called. It's Side One, Track Two, To You and I, and it's by DJ Rush. What a great name for an artiste, too. Did you hear the roar when Rushy came on in the Newcastle match? I'm surprised he was able to play, actually. I'd have been weeping. I'm always weeping thinking about it. Before that, from Kenya, it was the Agogo Tonic Band, and their number was called Mbu MC Apale, see? So MC Apale to DJ Rush. It's a tenuous connection, I will admit, but there's got to be a link there somewhere, just every once in a while, anyway, to show that some thought goes into these programmes. John Peel's music on BFBS, and this sample's almost certainly without permission from The Prisoner. Good stuff too, I'd say. That's Toe Nut on Mute Records. Information is the title both of the first part of that track and of the LP, and that was followed by the 30-second theme song, so-called because it's 30 seconds long, actually. And Dennis and I are spiralling off into one of those parallel universes that we inhabit at the moment, because having played your Lonnie Donegan track in the first hour of this programme, John Peel's Music on BFBS, Lonnie Donegan used to be the banjo player with Chris Barber's jazz band, so we started talking about Chris Barber's jazz band, and Dennis has been off to the record library and come back with a Chris Barber LP. And I thought that you deserved, no, actually I thought that we deserved a track from Chris Barber. And to those people of a particular age, and I know that there are some of you out there listening, this will be known to you as the SO sign means happy motoring song. Oh, what great stuff that is. That's Bobby Shafto from an LP called The Best of Chris Barber. I'll show you what a loony I was, because I bought that record when it first came out. It was on a 10-inch LP, the title of which escapes me for the time being. Doesn't matter much anyway. But I bought it because Lonnie Donegan shouted on it. That's how keen I was on anything that Lonnie Donegan did. Hold on, I'll see if I can find the bit where he shouts again. Well, you need to know about these things. I know you do. Hold on, it's beyond there somewhere. Shout for me, Lonnie. I was at school at the time. I used to call me mate in to listen to Lonnie Donegan shouting. That's him shouting, I'd go, you know. I'd say, is it? There he goes. Did you hear him shout? Well, stop that one. Rewind it. Hold on. Stop. Stop, you blighter. Hold on, we've got to hear that shouting again, just one more time. I think it is important, really, frankly. If you think I'm being frivolous here and wasting your time, I think you're quite wrong. These things have to be done. There we go, let's see, there's Lonnie shouting. No, I think I missed it that time. Anyway, never mind. Oh, my goodness, what exciting stuff that is, to be sure. As is this, this is Zion Train. disappeared into the record library again. I don't know what he's got after this time. He does enjoy himself, you know, and I hope he does anyway. I certainly do. And I hope you do too, listeners. Ha! So sincere. What a lovable old geezer. Right, that's Zion Train, a track from the LP Great Sporting Moments in Dub, featuring the Tassili Players, and that's the dub that got away. From Austin, Texas, the 145s, Tell Me Now. Bang Crash, that's from Austin, Texas, and it's by the 145s. Tell Me Now is the title of the track. And I know that American kind of guitar rock of a vaguely Sonic Youth-ish nature is certainly not fashionable. I mean, Sonic Youth aren't either. This could be partly... this is partly due to the fact that they don't get much radio play because... I mustn't be bitchy. Anyway, but this is a new band to me and probably to you too called Pi, and I really think they're good. This is called Sink This Ship.
We'll be right back.
I should play you more from this LP because I really like it. It's by Pi, and I've lost the cover for it, so I can't give you any more information. Oh, you know, there it goes. The LP is called Strictly Seance, or possibly If I Never See You Again, or possibly Oh Sad Sad Portal. Difficult to tell exactly, but good stuff. That was Sink This Ship. Now, one of the most important gigs that I ever went to in all of my life, I mean, in the way that, you know, people say, because I was at and compared a gig that the Doors and Jefferson Airplane did in London, a classic gig by all accounts in 1967. Now I can't remember anything about it, not because I was so out of it, man, but just because I can't remember anything about it. And another key gig that I went to was to see Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band playing at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood, where they were supporting them. And I can't even remember whether Van Morrison was still with them at that stage, or whether they'd been replaced by the bloke who replaced him. And I'd like to know, frankly, so somebody could write in and tell me. So Van Morrison, there's bound to be a Van Morrison fan out there somewhere who knows that kind of thing, probably loads of them. Anyway, the point is that this was in 1966, and somebody's just issued an LP which has got three or four tracks of Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band recorded in that exact period, really, in the summer of 1966. And all I can remember is that when I saw them live, they did loads and loads of Howling Wolf songs, which was just fine by me, and there are several of these Howling Wolf tunes on this LP, including Somebody in My Home. Now, the Howling Wolf version is obviously a great record, but, I mean, he does this bit, he sings the line, and then he says, you know, after. But that does, he only does it a few times. Beefheart does it a lot more, and, of course, it becomes more effective as a consequence, I think. Listen to this. It is wonderful. I mean, ignore the fact that the sound quality isn't terrifically good. It was recorded in San Francisco, the Avalon Ballroom or something like that, in 1966. Somebody in My Home, you know. That's Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band at the Avalon Ballroom, San Francisco, in 1966. Still sounds wonderful to me, and if I remember to do so, I'll put another track from that into next week's edition of John Peel's Music from BFBS. Gnonk. one that ends rather suddenly, but I'm ready for anything in this programme. That's Gnonk, G-N-O-N-K, and the track is called Simply Cute. Twang guitars, twang. We'll start with drums. Absolutely typical, that, isn't it? I'd forgotten it started with drumming. If I'd gone, drum for me, Mr. Drummer Man, drum, it would have started with guitars. Life is like that in so many ways, isn't it? Those are the Tempests from the LP Strumming Mental Part 2, America's Fine Heritage of Raw Rock and Roll and Surf Instrumentals, 1957 to 1965, the Tempests and Lemon Lime. And on my domestic programmes recently, we had an extraordinary session from Flying Saucer Attack, and these are kind of mates of theirs, protégés, perhaps you might even say, a band called Amp, and from their debut LP, Matilda's Shorts Wave. couple of things from Bristol for you there. The first of them was by Amp, and it's a track from their debut LP. Matilda Short's Wave was the title of the track, and that was followed by the Static Sound System, Revolutionary Pilot, the Pete D Mix, and that's on the rather wonderful Cup of Tea record label. And almost at the end of this week's edition of John Peel's Music on BFBS, thanks very much for listening to it, and hope you'll join us again at the same time next week. That's Dennis and myself, and you know, usual pile of excellent records, one or two things from the BFBS record library as well, I shouldn't be surprised. I'm going to leave you with something Norwegian. This is Motorpsycho, The Nerve Tattoo. It's just an itch for me.